This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, the council is being praised for the way it supports lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender young people. Equality charity Stonewall has placed the authority second in a list of the top 10 for its innovative approach to celebrating difference and tackling homophobic bullying. We've been speaking to 18-year-old Kirk, who's a member of an LGBT youth group.
We meet every other week for a couple of hours, and we don't do anything specific. It's not like a program running, so we often will just sit around and chat for a while, which is really nice. It's really valuable to be able to socialise in a completely safe environment like that. And then also we sometimes talk about LGBT issues. We make plans for the Pride parades and the celebrating the LGBT History Month in February. We do some cooking sometimes if we feel like it. It's just an opportunity to do everything that you might do otherwise with your friends or on a nice evening, but in a completely safe space.
And then, so you mentioned that you sort of Googled it. What made you do that, Kirk? Were you feeling like you needed some sort of support, you needed to you know, meet peers and have that sort of peer support?
Yeah, so I think there's definitely a thing of when you're younger and you are, whether you're out or not, there's not a lot of people that you know that are out, and it's so you don't necessarily have people that share that common thread with you, and it's quite, that in itself can be quite lonely even if you have good friends who are understanding and supportive, and it's just really valuable to meet people that are like you, that are from the same place as you, that are going through similar things to you, that you might not have, you know, noticed or known that they were of the same community as you were. And it's just about getting to know like-minded young people, meeting other people that are like you, because there's no other way to do it at our age.
Tell me more about some of the challenges that you found. You know, the council's been praised for tackling, you know, homophobic bullying, etc., and the way sort of it works with schools. What have been some of the challenges for you in terms of going through school?
I'm quite lucky in that I enjoy school as a thing, regardless of, you know, of social situations. I enjoy learning, and I've been a nerd since before I can remember, so I had that. I feel safe at school because I enjoy the learning and the lessons, so that was it's a great comfort to me when coming out, because I felt like I could trust the staff and the support that I would get from teachers at my school, which they provided as much as I needed. It is hard when you come out to answer every question and to not have that be the only thing that people talk to you about for a lot of time. And that's really hard, and it's really hard to manage, and it's hard to manage with students and equally with teachers who, you know, especially by sixth form, you have an actual relationship with, you treat each other like people. And schools are doing more to understand and support the pupils that need the support, and my school have actually assisted and supported me in delivering assemblies on LGBT issues this year, which I have currently taken to one other school in Harrogate, and I intend to take to other schools as much as I can.
Why do you think it's important, and just what difference has the group, would you say, helped sort of give you more confidence to do things like that and do sort of public speaking?
Yeah,
and sharing.
So one of the workers who runs the group has accompanied me to these to give these assemblies, to also provide a bit of information about the Harrogate LGBT youth group and to say that they are there and they are willing to help and support anyone that needs it. And so the group has given me a lot more confidence in terms of, yes, I can do this, yes, I can be myself, and yes, also this needs to be done. So, people need to talk about it more. It needs to be more commonplace to, to talk about these kind of issues, and it shouldn't be such a societal taboo, and the group's really helped with that, and it's also helped with confidence among my peers in terms of being happy to deliver things to people that are my age or younger.
Where do you think you'd be without the help of this group, Kirk?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't be anywhere near as comfortable as I am with myself, and I think with going to university hopefully in the autumn, I think that would be causing me quite a lot of anxiety if I didn't have the reassurance, I guess, of this group that my identity is valid and that I am who I am and that's okay, and that there will be people that I will meet in my life that will accept me. and the people that don't matter.
County Council, which was, you know, just part of, you know, set up this group and said that they sort of work a lot in school, has been praised by Stonewall, the charity. Are you pleased about that? Do you feel that sort of recognition is deserved?
Yes, I do. I mean, obviously, I don't live in other counties and I can't compare directly, but I know that our county has done a lot, and while there is always more to do, every achievement should be recognised. And I think it encourages more county support across the nation if it is a recognition, it is people talking about this is something you should be doing it, and we're going to talk about and promote the people that are doing it.